The sixth round of negotiations on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, is underway in Montreal. President Donald Trump has said he'll withdraw from the agreement if it's not to his liking. But one senior advisor to the Canadian Prime Minister says the U.S. is unwilling to negotiate seriously. Vermont has a big stake in the outcome of the talks. From auto parts to food to apparel, Canada is Vermont's largest trading partner. Lauren Matalon has this report from Montreal.
Will he or won't he pull the U.S. out of NAFTA? That's the question about President Trump that negotiators from Canada and Mexico are asking U.S. counterparts in Montreal. Rona Ambrose, a member of the Canadian government's NAFTA Advisory Council, told Canada's CTV it's not a matter of if, but when.
There is just complete lack of flexibility on the American side. It's basically their way or the highway, so it is really difficult.
The U.S. wants a new rule mandating that cars shipped duty-free from one NAFTA nation to another contain 50% U.S.-made components. And that's a non-starter, says Flavio Volpe, president of the Automobile Parts Manufacturers Association. After waiting for guidance from the U.S. that he claims hasn't come, he blames American negotiators for being inflexible on a rule that would radically reconfigure the auto industry.
There is no movement, so that's not creative.
And just days ago, as the talks were about to begin here, the U.S. imposed other tariffs on imported solar panels and washing machines. In Vermont, business people like Jean-Marc Landry, who depend on duty-free access across NAFTA's borders, are watching. He manufactures an automatic braking system that's added to a wheelchair to keep them in place when a patient stands up.
One of the problems that we have with the wheelchair is that they kind of roll away.
Landry manufactures parts in Lindenville and Richmond, Quebec. He invented the technology after his grandmother tried to get up from her wheelchair and it rolled away.
And she fell on the ground, she broke her hip, and then she was admitted in long-term hospital, and then...
Landry's now bringing parts from Quebec to Vermont for assembly in Lindenville. He says he chose Vermont because he could get access to top government leaders, something that stands in contrast with other states he considered, including New York, Virginia, and Texas. But he says before that consideration, his move into the U.S. was premised on NAFTA.
Without the NAFTA, it's going to make the parts more expensive on both sides.
And that ultimately means your customers are going to pay more, shouldn't have to be scrapped.
Absolutely.
Back in Montreal, Vermont-based Birgit Mathiesen is here to observe the talks.
The ground has shifted for a lot of manufacturers.
Mathiesen represents clients in the three NAFTA nations, and she's briefed members of the administration of Governor Phil Scott on the progress, or lack of it, in the negotiations.
What's at stake here for Vermont is for a successful NAFTA that promotes Vermont's cross-border trade to compete in our own backyard in North America.
Canada and Mexico are not sitting still while the NAFTA face-off continues. As the talks began here in Montreal, Canada and Mexico joined nine other countries in reviving TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's a free trade agreement with 11 countries in the Pacific Rim that was a central point of the free trade debate in the U.S. presidential election. Withdrawing the U.S. from that deal was one of Mr. Trump's first acts in office. The message now? Other countries will leverage free trade with or without the U.S. Hassan Youssef heads the Canadian Labour Congress. It's Canada's largest labour movement. He represents more than 3 million workers. Youssef told the CBC that NAFTA uncertainty cuts both ways.
It's not just us having access to their market. It's also about them having access to our market. So the uncertainty, while we are obviously going to be worried, I think the Americans should not take us for granted.
Birgit Mathiesen says doubts about NAFTA aren't good for business.
The negotiations need to come to a conclusion soon because companies in North America cannot make long-term plans for their competitiveness in an era of uncertainty. That's why this round in Montreal, a neighbor to Vermont, is so important.
There are no talks scheduled beyond March. Absent an agreement, President Trump will have three choices. Start the process of canceling NAFTA as he's threatened, keep negotiating, or hold off for a few months as Mexico elects a new president in July and the U.S. prepares for midterm elections in November. For VPR News, I'm Lorne Matalon in Montreal.